have a breastfeed now.
Hey, let's do one thing at a time.
I know, right?
Don't stick your tongue out at me.
Yeah, you think now it's done. The hard part's just beginning.
I was gonna say,
now you gotta raise them.
Yeah. The hard
part's
raising them.
Right,
I can do both.
They were cute when they were tiny and in your belly. You knew right where they were all the time. Just wait.
Don't scare her. She's got to take it home.
Oh,
take her home with her.
They want to.
We love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, see, that's the way they set it up, so that no one will leave them.
This is the last episode of Due Date, my uncensored journey through pregnancy. Because I made it! Our little boy, Aiden Oliver, is here, and he's been in the world for a few days now. I'm officially a mom, and my husband is officially a dad. Yay!
Can you grab that pillow behind you?
I'm breastfeeding and the dog is humping my leg. What's going on? What day is it? I don't know what day it is. We're in the bedroom and I'm nursing Aiden and Curtis is... Hey there, Aiden. And Curtis is playing guitar. After Aiden was born, we stayed at the hospital for 2 nights. And during that time, we had nurses help us with everything from making sure we're changing the diaper properly to learning how to give Aiden a bath.
Kind of the doorstep down the long road. So it was kind of nice. Nice little cushioning.
Aiden Oliver. Yeah, he's like a little werewolf.
You're a little woolly mammoth.
The werewolf.
At least it's better than being no hair and
yeah.
Red. The bald guy. Are you sleeping? I don't know if you're...
No, he's going. He's going to town on it.
This is crazy. Staying at the hospital was really stressful, but also nice because I feel like we learned a lot while we were there.
Oh my goodness. We are going home. Go team! We got our prize. We've won. We've won the game.
Yeah, just probably hold him. Yep.
I think we need to install bumpers on the side of the car. I'll order those today. Yeah, he's been sleeping for a while now.
He's making me nervous with his neck like that.
Yeah.
I guess he's okay.
He's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be a different day. A different home now.
And so it begins.
If you're hungry or gassy or what you are, let's figure it out. Come here, bud.
Here comes the reinforcements.
Got it.
Oh.
He's a hungry hippo.
I'll just hang out with
you. I think for males, I know for a lot of people, it's like, well, you've had 2 weeks off. Okay. Your baby's fine now. Come on back to work. So, I mean, I can't say that I haven't had to deal with that yet, but I've heard other, like some of my friends have to deal with that. It's like, okay, the baby's born. You're going to be back to work in 2 days, right? And you can take off another day. I think like all this from everything, like talking with other people and like the classes that we've been through, I feel like the first 2 weeks and like the first even more than that, I feel like 2 weeks minimum, that's like the most integral time to be really there and like get everybody on a schedule as far as like the baby eating like 1 to 3, every 1 to 3 hours for like the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I mean, we know also too, I mean, when the baby's coming, obviously our families are going to want to come and it's just going to be a crazy week or two, and to make sure that, you know, he has kind of his own quiet time with the baby. I think, you know, you want to make sure that you're having time and bonding with the baby as well. And it is kind of crazy that dads don't usually get much time off work at all. It's kind of sad. Okay, this is bath time.
Eden does not like baths.
Nope. Doesn't like baths at all.
Oh, goodness.
Where's his little...
Time to get knuckled. Nicky time. Let's get Nicky.
Not a fan. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I'm just getting back to recording some thoughts for this last episode of Due Date. It's late, and Curtis and Eden are asleep, and I'm trying to be quiet. So I've been a mom for less than a week. I'm responsible for keeping a little tiny human being alive, and in time, I'll have to teach this little guy about the world. I'll have to teach him right from wrong and answer all of his questions about life. And these first few days have really been exhausting. It's definitely like they tell you, no sleep. I'm basically a milk machine, at least after having our baby. He's hungry all the time and totally nocturnal. But there is a silver lining to this experience, and it's a pretty big one. And for me, it's just that I get to spend day and night with my new son. I'm totally in love with him. While I've only known him a couple days in the world, I would do anything for him. I'll stay up forever if I have to, because that's what love is. And that's what being a parent is, too. We've had a lot of visitors come over since Aiden was born. He's almost 2 weeks old, and this week we had Curtis's grandmother, so that is Aiden's great-grandmother, Curtis's mom, and Curtis's aunt, Laura, stop by and visit. And it's really special for everyone in the family because Aiden is the first grandchild for Curtis's family and my family. And for my mom, it's her first great-grandchild.
I see you, darling. This is great, Grandma, but you can call me Sissy.
And old bear's cute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Angel, I love you.
This is your first great-grandchild.
This baby's got my blood running through its veins. That's really special. He's got my genes. He's gonna have my looks, he's gonna have my ways, my personality. Yeah. But he's so beautiful, and I just love it. I loved him from the first sight I saw him. Yeah.
We think it'll be interesting one day when he gets to listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm. He can listen to all of these moments when he was
not even 7 pounds yet.
We need to get Curtis a 4th generation.
What? Yeah, you should do that.
With mom, us 4.
Did you have stitches?
He had to be vacuumed out. And because of that, the doctor had to make a cut. And I have stitches that are healing. I think female bodies are amazing to have to go through all of this. And it is really crazy how fast your uterus shrinks. I heard that breastfeeding helps, but I feel like my stomach has gone down
quite a bit since delivery, and Aiden just turned 2 weeks old. I haven't tried my jeans on yet from before pregnancy, but... Well, actually, I did try them on the first week. I could get them up, but I couldn't get them buttoned, but... I might actually be able to get them buttoned now. I'm not sure.
Wow. Yep. But you were close to having a C-section.
They didn't say that, but it was... I mean, it was, you know, all the nurses and everything were like, this is it, you've got to push.
Do it. They got firm with you?
Yeah, the baby's heart rate was going down.
Oh, my gosh.
I was very nervous.
I bet you were.
So,
and did they tell you how to push?
They just said it's like you're pooping.
They said, pretend you're having a bowel movement.
Is that right?
Push down, like that's exactly what they said.
If you poop on the table,
that's okay. That's exactly what they said. That's
exactly. And I remember going,
I know.
I said, I didn't eat anything, so I really hope you're not seeing anything down there. But I think the hardest part too is also like I had to have my, like, your legs have to be so high up and your neck has to be down.
Yeah.
And I had people, like Curtis is like pushing my head up.
Yeah.
And I had people, because towards the end I was so exhausted I couldn't even like.
Now he's good.
There's
fresh and clean.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little
Let me see. I got to see up close. I hate to tell you, sweetheart, his stomach's empty again.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
He's
I
always
feed
hungry.
Him. We change his diaper. I feed him again.
Yeah, it's empty.
You hungry?
Yeah.
Now, did you sleep after you had him for a long time?
We really didn't because they had, the hospital that we had, they don't put babies in a nursery. You have the baby in the room
with
the
whole time. Curtis stayed the whole time.
The whole time. Yeah, so.
Do you like that idea?
I do because they say that it's just good for your relationship with the child. And, I mean, I think it was good because I needed to learn, you know, what to do. And Curtis stayed with me, too.
Oh, gosh.
Uncle B. Handsome boy.
Can you hold my finger?
He's got a pretty good grip.
Well, if you can get your finger out there.
Oh, my God. Oh, there he goes. Now you got it.
Oh, a little pucker.
What angel.
I think so. Time to hand him back.
Look.
That's the poopy face.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's miserable.
Your turn.
Now he's miserable.
Receiving blankets,
swaddles.
And these are nice ones, Curtis.
Nice.
Feel those. There's some that we have that he does not like.
Look.
Isn't his neck strong? That's what I said. He's really strong.
I like to just smell you. That's it. What a wonderful Christmas gift, Aiden, you are to everybody. Your best Christmas present ever.
He was one day early. He was on time.
Yeah. They were going to induce me the next day, actually.
Whatever. Just perfect timing.
How many diapers a day?
Like
20. I think that we're already almost through all the newborns, and we had like the estimated amount of what you needed.
Tell me what your first, very first thought was when you saw it.
I was just so glad I got him.
My first thought was that he was so big and he was such a little person already. You know what I mean? Like, because it's so strange because he was inside of me and then I saw him and he's a person. He's a little person, you know?
He's a little man.
He does. Do you remember they said that about Curtis? You were just a little man.
But he sleeps as soon as he eats, right?
Usually.
He usually knocks himself out.
Belly. Gets a full belly.
What'd you call?
No drama.
Yeah.
Leah watches him.
I feel like anyone that comes to visit us right now and sees how exhausted we are probably never wants to have a baby because we look like zombies and I've just been a milk factory and Aiden poops all the time. So that's what we've been talking about.
But he's totally worth it.
But one thing I will say that people don't talk enough about is how absolutely in love you're going to be with your child. And when you're in love with someone, you make those sacrifices, and that's why it's totally worth it.
True love.
true love.
Star of the show, he's here.
Aiden has arrived at the recording session, which is taking place at our kitchen table. What do you have to say, Aiden? Those are some powerful words. Thank you.
Powerful grunts.
I'll hold our dog, Leo, and you can hold Aiden.
We've got the whole family.
Come here, Leo.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Oh,
he's burping.
How do you feel about being a dad now?
I mean, it's one of those feelings you just can't describe. I love it. I just can't. I can't imagine doing anything else right now. It's a great feeling.
I feel like, I was just saying this, but I feel like being the mom has become like the biggest responsibility I've ever had.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is, even though you're just wiping butts and and bouncing up and down trying to keep him happy. It's definitely the greatest responsibility that we've had ever. So,
is it what you imagined?
Even more so, I guess. I mean, you just can't describe it until you experience it. Until you see the baby come out and you get to hold him.
I think that the first couple days after having a baby, it seems like a really scary picture.
Oh, I think he's hungry.
He's hungry.
We're going to do an intermission.
He just ate.
He's always hungry. He's a little hungry caterpillar. Nom, 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 nom.
All right, we're going to pause this. Dun, dun, dun. Through this pregnancy and also becoming a parent, I've learned, like, whatever the situation, I don't think anyone should go through it alone. Like, I think it really does take a village to raise a baby. I always heard that you bleed a lot right after birth, so I was expecting that to happen. So they gave me, like, disposable briefs and a maxi pad, and then I also had a huge ice pack, which initially I think was just a medical glove with lots of ice in it. And then I had these antiseptic circular pads that went on top of that. It was like a pad lasagna in my disposable underwear. It's really fascinating. Thank you. And then to go to the bathroom, what you have to do is, you know, you have to change all of that, obviously, all the time. And then they give you a squirt bottle, and you're supposed to squirt yourself after you go to the bathroom, and then pat yourself dry, and then you spray yourself with a numbing spray, and then you're ready to go. Looking sexy. Feeling awesome. And I've been told that I'm going to be bleeding for 6 weeks. So bleeding for 6 weeks is really wonderful news after you've not had that happen in 9 months. So your stomach after birth just looks like a deflated balloon. And it's not gross, it's just different. And I feel like right now it is still like a little sore if I push on it. And around my belly button just feels a little mushy.
When he's awake, he's like always looking around, and I think I've seen about 300 facial expressions by now.
It is funny. I feel like every day he's become a little more alert. Like, we're almost at week 2 with him, and his eyes are open a lot more, and he'll follow your face, and he'll look around. I know he's noticing artwork behind us, and that's been really fun to see. He's definitely changing.
I hear him. I'm gonna go get him.
Yeah, go get him. He's awake now. I've included thoughts from some of my coworkers in this series. Here are a few familiar voices. This is what my boss Holly had to say about motherhood. She's a mom of two girls.
I have an identity crisis every day. I'm like, wait, really? I'm somebody's mom? That's so strange.
I also talked to my coworkers Desire and Mary, who since have already had babies.
I thought we would have good times, and you know, you hear about, oh, you know, disciplining and diaper changes, you know, it's not all fun. But I was like, no, we're fun. Eric and I love to have thrills. You know, we love to do really exciting things and whitewater rafting. And we're just like, this will just be another adventure. And it's not at all what I imagined, only because I find myself being a little bit like my mom, which is what I was hoping to avoid. But not because my mom's not great, it's just she was very stern with me, and I find that I'm sterner than I would have imagined. I thought I was going to be fun time mom, you know, and let things slide and not be so serious. But I've found that I guess it was just drilled in me. It's just in me. But there are moments where I see a lot of myself in her that is good, like the affectionate part. Like she will now put her arms around me and hug me and give me like these little baby bear hugs or kiss me or something like that. And so those things are really heartwarming. And I never pictured that at all. I just saw us just rolling around, wrestling and stuff like that. But so it's been some things that I just never would have imagined. My expectations were completely blown, basically.
I think mothers and daughters have complicated relationships, and I worry that ours could get complicated, but I hope that we end up being close. And I see us having a lot of fun, like playing sports and like going for walks. And like, we've talked a lot about like letting our kids be who they are and not trying to push them into people that they aren't. So I think that's going to be really, really fun, is to just like see how they develop with like exposure to all kinds of different stuff. I don't know. I think it'll be great.
It's been nice to listen back through the episodes and see where we've come. And do you think Aiden will listen to it?
I think it'll be a really good 18th birthday present. I let him just give it to him on a USB or something, if they have USBs at that point. So, yeah. Do you want to listen to the podcast? Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Due Date, my uncensored journey through pregnancy. Even though this was the last episode, our relationship doesn't have to end here. You can still connect with me on Twitter at Ashley May Tweets. I'd also love to know what you thought about the series, so please rate and review it on iTunes.